Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Spokespeople Podcast, brought to you by The Bikeway in Omaha, Nebraska. Serving you for 25 years in all service shop. Come check it out. I am your co-host, Dave, with the other co-host.
Also Dave.
There you go, everybody. Your two favorite double Ds. We are bringing it to you every chance we get to talk about all things bikes in the area, even gone international. Right? We've talked about the Tour de France in the past.
And went international?
Actually, you know what?
While we were just sitting here, that's like a head trip.
That brings me to a really good thing. Cool. This is our 10th episode. Number 10. That's a big number for podcasts. But we also have found out that our podcasts have gone international, Dave.
We're not even nationwide. We just skipped that and went straight to international.
No, we've got listeners in multiple states throughout the United States. We also have some listeners in Canada. We found out that we have listeners in Belgium.
Really?
Yeah, really. And in England.
It's not Wout Van Aert, is it? Because he's busy right now.
It's probably not him, it's, I would say.
How many other Belgians are there? Like five?
At least six.
At least six, yeah. Probably six.
At least the ones who admit it.
Right.
True.
Yeah.
So, it's a big step for us. I mean, that's 10 episodes. We've actually have international audience.
Because
it feels like
only nine.
I know. In some ways it does feel like just probably because it went so smoothly. You know what I mean?
Very smooth. Like, not whiskey smooth, but pretty close.
Depending on the whiskey, you
Black
may be
Velvet.
Right.
Come on, man.
You know, it's yes and no sometimes. I don't know about that one. That one's not one of my favorites.
Johnny Walker, red or black label? The black label is just a little smoother.
I'd actually say green to blue, to be honest with you.
The gold
is pretty nice. Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
No,
They have green, gold, and blue. Blue is their high end. Now, that's a blend.
Oh, it is?
That's a blend.
I thought the black was the high end.
No, it's red and then black, and that's pretty much where you see everywhere else. And then you can go green, gold, and blue. Blue is the highest one, and that's
those are the world championship colors. Imagine if you just line that row of shots up.
Yeah, I mean, they do a wonderful job. I cannot argue about it. I'm kind of a single, but I don't mind the blends at all. But today we are going to bring in someone after we just got done talking about Johnny Walker.
Who cannot legally drink.
Who cannot legally... He doesn't have a clue what we're talking about. He's kind of staring at us like a deer in headlights. Or the kind of expression he makes when he rides his bike. And I'm going to explain that a little bit more. We are fortunate to have Mac Marusek here. Mac, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Do you need another volume to calm down a little bit? I could hear the excitement there. Just bounding.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Mac is... we brought Mac in because we wanted to talk about...
Also, he was already here, for the record.
He was. And Mac is a mechanic in the shop. He's learning how to wrench. You're going to be 18 here real soon?
Yep, in about a month.
So, but he does some unique riding. He's really heavy into enduro. He is a dirt jumper. He also races in Nika. He's becoming a wrench. I mean, the kid just has an absolute passion for bikes. And so... Let's start off, Mac. Why don't you tell us about you? Who is Mac? And tell us what got you into biking.
Yeah, so I'm 17 years old from Omaha. I just kind of got started riding around the neighborhood with some friends and kind of all went from there. We found some trails and, found out there were actual mountain bike trails in Omaha and got some actual mountain bikes and
kind of enjoyed doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just running from the cops like me and Dave started riding bikes? Sweet.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth in that.
Good memories, though, man.
Right?
You know what I mean?
But in our day, we didn't have videos and things like that that people could record.
Thank God that the cops couldn't record us.
Right. Now, it's going to be difficult, as we discussed pre-show, it's going to be difficult to kind of demonstrate the type of riding that Mac does. So if you're interested, and I highly suggest you check this out, if you go to Instagram, at Mac Marusek underscore. So that's MAC for Mac. Marusek is MAROUSEK underscore. You can see videos and things that this kid does.
Sounds French. Are you French? You look a little bit French.
I don't know.
Yeah, you got to check it. You got to do that 23andMe, bro. That's how you got to figure it out.
23andMe?
Did that chromosome thing. Come on, man.
No, I fully aware of what it is. I've done it.
Okay, then.
I did it. And I confirmed that my daughter's actually my daughter, too, because she did it, too. It said that she's my daughter.
That's not why you do it. That's really gross.
No, but it was funny because she showed up like, hey, this is someone who's got 50% of your DNA. I go, well, God, I hope so. She's my kid, right?
Oh, my God, that's so dumb.
I did it for the health things because you have that health portion, too, where you can find out that you if you have genetic diseases, which I found out I was actually a carrier for cystic fibrosis. What do you think of that?
I don't know if you're allowed to say that on the air.
Cystic fibrosis.
I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to say
it's a lung disorder.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All I found that out. So I wanted to make sure she wasn't
a carrier.
You
don't actually have it because that's
no,
pretty
bad. I was just a carrier.
All right.
So, but so yeah, Mac, check out 23andMe because maybe they want to be a sponsor. And two, some of the stuff he does just is spine chilling.
Insane, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean,
also don't do it.
I've never been known for being sane, but I've been accused.
Kind of crazy. This but, is a little bit.
You know, there's crazy and then there's crazy.
Yeah.
Mac, you're crazy.
Yeah.
So what got you into that?
It's just fun. I don't know. Like doing stuff you're not supposed to do, it's fun.
Well, see, that's what got Dave in juvie when he was a kid.
Pretty much, yeah. So let me ask you this. Like when I was a kid, like, they didn't even have BMX bikes yet, but we would...
Yes, they did.
No, they did not. They did not invent BMX bikes until the mid-70s, and we were already... the first time I saw a legit BMX bike was probably 1977.
I was seven.
Okay. They didn't really even have them. But we would just take the bikes that we got at JCPenney or wherever, Sears. Big banana seats, ape hanger handlebars.
Ape hanger handlebars,
and you go find a board that some idiot left laying around. And
a cinder block.
And a cinder block. Or if you got really crazy, you would actually put it on an old, remember the old tin garbage cans?
Oh, yeah.
That weighed 20 pounds?
Yeah.
You'd stick that sucker up. And those are like a good, 3 feet off the ground. And then you jump stuff like your little brother. Or some other dudes in the neighborhood?
We found construction sites where they dug out the foundation, had a big pile of dirt, and we used that whole big pile for a jump.
Yeah.
If there's a guy out in Omaha, his name's Rick Olson. If you are actually listening to this, I will never forget when he actually jumped the foundation of a house, totally crashed on the other side. Coolest thing I ever saw. So, and yet I see you do jumps like that, Mac, but you land. So how did you learn how to do some of this stuff?
Without killing yourself.
Yeah.
Well, in middle school, I was on my trampoline a lot during COVID. And I think that definitely helped with my air awareness. And it definitely transferred over to my riding.
Balance and things like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Just balance and knowing where I'm at in the air.
Okay.
For sure. Which I think, it definitely transferred a lot. It helped me out.
You recommend that for people who want to get into it to kind of get a little bit better experience with that type of stuff?
Yeah, I definitely would. I think
people actually do that as formal training. Now, if you're going to do like air stuff, like you do jumps and things like that, the foam pits, the trampolines, they do that.
Who's the snowboarder? God, he was one of the greatest snowboarders of all time.
You're not talking about Sean White, are you?
There you go, Sean.
The Flying Tomato?
Yeah. He had this amazing thing. Even in the summer, he would go down rollers and he would just work on air stuff. So do you do that? Do you have the opportunity to do that type of training and working out?
Yeah. I know a lot of skiers do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's kind of a similar thing. I still have a trampoline in my backyard, so sometimes I'll just go out there and just do some flips. But especially flipping and rotating on your bike, I think that aerial awareness is really important, and that's something that a lot of people should be doing if they're trying to learn that stuff.
And so where do you go around here to, like in the wintertime?
You really don't. Nowhere BMX in Unadilla, Nebraska is the one place that is awesome in the winter.
Right.
Is that indoors?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Have you not seen Nowhere?
I've heard about Nowhere, but I've never actually been there because, I'm...
If you go over 50
and I don't like to get what the kids call airborne.
See, I want to actually try it. I know it sounds crazy. I just want to because they got a big foam pit. If you go to their website, you can see they have videos and pictures and stuff. It's a really cool facility he's built down there for that type of training. And
how far away is that?
It's about an hour.
Okay.
So it is a bit of a drive. As far as trails, obviously, nothing is open in the wintertime. But it's definitely worth the drive. It's a pretty awesome training facility.
They got all kinds of tracks on the
inside. They got like the foam pits and the... Does he have like an indoor vert park or something?
Yeah. It's a full-on park. There's a foam pit in the winter. There's a pump track.
Okay.
They have all sorts of stuff down there.
I think there used to be an indoor wooden, like a vert wall and an indoor BMX park over there on, what, like Q Street? Like maybe 108th and Q, but now it's something else. Now it's like, you know, some kind of trampoline place.
Interesting. Yeah, that must have been before my time.
Yeah, I actually talked to the guy who actually built that back in the day. And I say back in the day, and I'm talking like 15 years ago.
So you, we had Cole Mason. You know Cole?
Yep, yeah.
So we had Cole in here talking one time, and he does a lot of that as well. So if anyone wants to know, Cole is Cole underscore Mason 682. You can see some of the videos that these guys do down there at Nowhere and stuff. They show a lot of the video on the jumps and the flips and the they got more than just the pits. They've got walls and stuff that you guys fly up and
yeah, it's a full on park down there. They've got something for everybody, really.
Cool. So now, but you're also into enduro racing as well.
Yep.
And have you competed?
Yeah, I have. I've done a few of the Missouri Enduro Series.
Okay.
I've got a couple podiums there.
Nice.
Where do they have those?
Mostly out of St. Louis, Missouri.
So that's a drive.
It's a drive, yeah. It's okay. Mostly suburbs, different suburbs of St. Louis. But
what kind of vertical descent are we talking about here?
About 600-ish.
How long of a run is that? Like two, three minutes?
Two, 3 minutes.
It's okay.
Multiple stages, so you do. It's a big day.
Is it mostly dirt? A lot of rocks. What are we talking about?
Oh yeah, lots of rocks, dirt like we have around here in Omaha. Just
ledges, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Gaps.
A few.
Oh
yeah.
Really? Okay.
Optional.
That's the thing that scares me. Is like, man, if you got to make it to the other side, that's I'm Wile E. Coyote. I'm going to get halfway and then.
Yeah, it's 2-3 minutes of sheer terror.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
I mean, we're too old. If I was his age, I'd probably be doing it or trying.
Yeah,
it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As we get older, our bones get a little more brittle.
Yeah.
So, but on top of that, so have you gone anywhere else in the circuit for enduro racing?
I've been down to Arkansas a few times.
Okay.
Arkansas Enduro Series, similar to the Missouri Series. It's just the
Bentonville.
Yeah, Bentonville.
Well, that's closer. That's closer than St. Louis.
About the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Bentonville and then Fayetteville also. They had a few down there.
How do you like that area?
It's nice. I like it. A lot more rock.
Right.
St. Louis is definitely more dirt with a mixture of rock. All the Bentonville ones are just
so
sheer
in Bentonville.
Rock.
Which runs were you guys using for those enduro things? Not like Thunderdome or anything.
No. There was actually an event at Thunderdome called Thunderdome Throwdown, which
that'd be sick.
Closed down right now because of the tornadoes they had down there.
Oh, just like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I had some friends down there when that happened. Well. Wasn't BJ? Well, BJ works down there now, right?
Cole, yeah, and Cole was there.
Remember, we talked about that. Oh, that's right. And another friend of mine was there at the time, too, because they were having that big thing. What was it called?
Bentonville Bike Fest.
Right.
Yeah, it was Bro Fest.
So what trails did you guys use in Bentonville for that enduro? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was pretty cool, actually. They had us go all around Bentonville. So they shuttled us from the starting point over to Hand-Cut Hollow, which is kind of near Slaughter Pen trails.
Okay.
So we rode Hand-Cut Hollow and then went over to Slaughter Pen, rode some trails at Slaughter Pen, and then we went over to the castle, which is kind of on the other side of Slaughter Pen. And then from there, we pedaled across town, and then we finished out at Kohler, which is where the venue started.
Right.
Nice.
Do you remember what the names of the runs were, like Oscars or anything like that?
We did Rock Solid was
okay.
The big one at Kohler. We did a part of Oscars.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Because like Oscars for me, like the full Monty there is like, 25 minutes and a couple of dismounts.
Yeah, we did like the last half of it. It was just some downhill switchbacks.
Okay.
And then at...
So not those big rock drop-offs that are at the top or maybe in the middle of Oscars?
No, we didn't do those. I wish, but no. Yeah.
Huh. I think it'd be cool to go and see, you know...
Oh, I'd love to see a video.
I'd love to
watch. Is there
a
video
it.
Of you doing it? Do you have any videos of your run?
I might have a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, throw those up there. That'd be cool.
Instagram?
See if we can get them on the bikeways.
We could see if we could do that. We'll pull that up there and connect it to it.
Yeah, dude.
I'd love to see some of those things.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
The ones I have watched you guys do, and I watched Cole do them as well, it's pretty intense. I'm loving it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
So on top of all of this, then you also do NICA.
Yeah.
For Millard West, I believe.
Yep.
So and we had Claire and her mom, Allison, on here. And so do you ride with Claire?
Yeah.
So
Claire you get is like super fast.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, she only weighs like, what, 100 pounds, maybe 112 pounds.
Right.
And it's just crazy, you know.
Incredibly rude to state a woman's weight, Dave.
It is?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry. It was a guess. She's very petite. I'll just say that.
Yeah, but she cranks out some
dude, she can throw down some watts. I mean, yeah. The girl has beat me on several occasions.
That does not surprise me
well,
at all.
Even when I'm not preseason heavy, you know. So.
Or brown bottle flu.
Or like legally, you know.
Right.
So or
you should be walking.
Shouldn't be walking, probably.
Should be hailing a cab.
Right.
Taking an Uber.
You can't get an Uber.
Can you get an Uber on the mountain bike trail?
You cannot get an Uber, a Calvin Crest. They will not go out there.
Probably not.
No.
So you basically, you're doing pretty much everything.
Yeah. I just like riding.
So do you have a group of friends your age that go out ride all the time, like routine? Or, I mean, how do guys that, like, if you're not going down to nowhere and you guys wanted to hit some trails, is there a regular meet time where people go, you know, have a tendency to hang out, like Wednesdays, 5 o'clock, be here, you know, that type of thing?
Yeah, there is. I know at Platte River State Park, there's a Wednesday night ride.
Okay.
A bunch of guys go out there and ride.
All right.
And then Lewis and Clark Monument Park in Council Bluffs.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Dvorsky is out there almost every single day at around 4 o'clock. Whenever he gets off work, he's there all the time.
So okay.
If you're looking for someone to ride with, it's always.
Is he one of those guys that sits there in the middle? And what are those runs like sort of in the middle of the track there?
Oh, the jump lines.
BOM, yeah, the jump line. Yeah, right.
FNA. Yeah.
Right. Is old 69er window? What's the 69er? Still there? Is that run still there?
Because mm-hmm.
I know Todd's been doing a lot of work. Todd Iberg, who's the trail captain out there and one of the, you know, the main trail builder, along with other guys.
Right.
Like Cole.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember being out like with Todd doing some stuff, and there was this young cat, and he's like, okay, he's going to test it. And he just comes flying by, and like he literally jumped over my head, and that was Cole. And I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah. You guys, so have you been to any of the Red Bull Rampage, anything like that?
I haven't. It's a bucket list item for me, for sure.
Bucket list, yeah. It's probably a pretty deep bucket considering you're 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of the jump parks you've been to around the Midwest or elsewhere?
Cone Park actually just opened up in Sioux City, Iowa.
Is that legit? Is it like worth the trip?
It's legit, yeah. It's worth the trip for sure.
Okay.
The one thing I will say is if it's windy, it's terrible.
Because it's a lot of exposure.
Yeah, but the park itself is awesome. They did a great job up there.
Okay.
Explain the windy.
So it's just this big open field. So if you're trying to go off a jump and it's the wind's blowing at you, I know I was up there last weekend for the grand opening of the place, and there were a few incidents where people had crashed because of the wind.
Well, I guess it makes sense if you think about it, right?
Well, I mean, these guys are picking landings. I mean, we're talking just like they're landing within an inch or two of where you want to. Am I wrong?
No, that's exactly right.
And, I mean, and they can change that midair. I mean, the stuff these guys do like is incredible.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I won't even try it.
No.
I'm lucky to like make it to like the other side of a tabletop.
Yeah, but I will absolutely grab a lawn chair and a bag of popcorn and watch all day long.
Yeah, and I'm not NASCAR in this thing. I don't want these guys to crash because I mean you can get jacked up.
No, but it's cool what they do.
Yeah,
I'm cheering them on. Trust me.
Yeah.
So I
want to see some sick tail whips and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, it's amazing the balance you guys have. I mean, I will say that. It's truly an athletic event.
So, Mac, did you skip the BMX angle on the whole thing? You never did BMX?
Yeah, I kind of did. I have a dirt jumper.
Oh, you do?
Which is, I mean, similar-ish.
What size wheel is that? Is
it 26.
26?
Yep.
Okay.
Mac, what don't you do?
Man, I don't know.
How's your school?
It's pretty good.
All
it's
right. Going
well. Where do you go to school?
Millard West.
Millard
so
West.
So now there's some.
Any varsity sports for you?
Just riding.
No.
NICA. NICA is now a Nebraska sanctioned sport.
But it's not a letter sport. Is it? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, it's not the fully NSAA Nebraska.
We're going to have to call about that.
Trust me, dude. People have been talking about that angle for like 20 years. I don't know that NICA actually wants that.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. Get the NICA people on and talk to them.
Yeah. We might have to do that again.
No, for real. You probably should.
I agree.
Because, I mean, it might be a boost, you know?
I think it would be.
Because, you know, with the exception of guys like Mac, you know, who are, you know, incredible exceptions, you're not getting the best high school athletes on a mountain bike. Not usually. No offense to anybody.
No, you're not. Agreed. And
because, you know, they want to represent their school. They want to get a letter. You know, I mean, that's important when you're in high school.
It is. It means something. It has value.
It means something. But if you could do that with a mountain bike, like you can do that in some states, Colorado, I'm sure.
So there's a school board member. He's an attorney here in town named Mike Kennedy. I went to prep with. I'll have to reach out to Mike and say, hey, man, you need to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike's a cool cat.
There might be some logistical reasons. I mean, these bikes aren't cheap.
Yeah.
There's the possibility of getting hurt, even just doing XC.
There's just as much
you could wipe
possibility
out an XC
of getting hurt
and
playing
break
football,
a leg.
Basketball,
absolutely.
Soccer. I mean, how many
people
ACLs get torn?
Right.
You know,
people
that happens.
Get concussions
all the time. And
sure.
You guys.
Sure.
I mean, some of the stuff you guys are doing, especially with the enduro stuff. Now, they don't, obviously, Millard West doesn't do enduro and dirt jumping and stuff like that. They do the NICA races, which are pretty, you know, they're well regulated from that perspective. If NICA could add anything to it, what would you want them to add to it?
Definitely some more skills courses and things like that to kind of develop rider skill.
Okay.
A lot of it right now is kind of based around safety, which is understandable. I mean, they want kids to be safe.
Sure.
But I think skill development is also an aspect to that and could be a fun thing for kids to do while also learning how to be safer on the bike.
That's an incredibly mature answer, don't you think, Dave?
Honestly, it sounds like this kid is 25 and not 17.
I know, right?
Yeah, for real.
Which Dave obviously thought he was based on all the dirty jokes he was saying until we said, dude, the kid's only 17, man. You can't say these things in front of him.
You know, I need new glasses also. I don't care.
When you get older, this is what happens, man.
Have you taken your business out to Colorado?
I have.
Have you been to Valmont?
I have.
So tell me about Valmont. Do you do the jump park? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Get any vids of that?
I might. Yeah.
Dude,
I probably
put
do.
Those up because that place. I actually tried to ride like one of the easy things, and you know these things you get so like vertical. If you don't have like a velocity. You're actually going to get hurt if you don't reach the minimum velocity.
Never slow down. That's the lesson to be learned right there.
Some of these kids, they don't even have. Am I wrong? There's no brakes on their bike.
No, yeah, brakeless. You go in. You're committed. You got to do it.
And some of those wood walls they have up there, like they're like 20 feet.
Oh, you guys are scaling that?
Yeah, I mean,
they'll hit a jump like off to the side. There's a wooden wall that's like. Goes up to 20 feet, and guys are hitting a jump on one side or the other, getting to 20 feet, and then going transverse, like what? Probably 15, 20, another 20 feet? It's crazy.
Oh, tell me you have video on that.
I might, yeah.
Okay.
I definitely
you know which wall I'm talking about? Have you hit that bad boy?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I definitely have some from Frisco, which is kind of it's in Frisco, near Breckenridge and Keystone.
Which part of Frisco? Because I love that place. Oh, the Frisco Bike Park.
Yeah, yeah.
My wife and I have actually ridden there. We love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is fun.
You rode around it.
No, we actually did it. And he'll acknowledge this. To get back up to the top, you got to ride. And it's kind of a hard ride. It's like every time it's a leg breaker. And after a while, you're like, shit, I just don't want to pedal back up. The down is fun. The down is fun.
Going down is always fun.
My wife loves bike parks, which is crazy because she's only been riding mountain bikes for like 4 or 5 years, you know? And there's a ton of stuff that she won't do, like at Tranquility, for example. She doesn't like log overs. But do give her one of those little swirly things with the bank turns. She's all into it.
Okay.
It's super cool. And Colorado, like, I swear to God, those things are like everywhere on the eastern part.
So you spend a lot of your free time vacations doing that type of stuff.
Yep.
So out of curiosity... What type of training do you do off the bike? In order to be able to do these things, obviously you can't just walk into it. You've got to do some type of training.
Yep.
So what do you do?
Most of it is just gym work. Just go lift, work out.
Now, does Millard South have trainers that work with you guys on weights?
Millard
and
West.
Like, no, I'm Millard sorry, Millard West. West have work, you know, where you can work on weights and lifting and...
They do for other sports, but for riding, we don't really have anything.
It's so you can't get in there to where, like, the football players are lifting and stuff?
Nope.
See, that's the thing that I'm talking about.
I agree, 100%.
Right there.
Everybody
this
out there...
This kid is representing his school with Nike. And they should get, you know, they should be able to get into the weight room.
They need
like the
some
good
weight
one.
Time.
You know, there's probably another one for just like, right, you know, there's a weight room you can get into, but.
No, not in high school. In high school, they usually have just like one weight room and it's for the athletes. At college, they have, you know, the student center and then they have the weight room for the athletes.
Really?
But in
there's
high
just
school.
One weight room?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Anybody out there who's listening to this, if you're in the Millard School District, contact your school board members and say, hey, man, we got to get these guys some wait time. Seriously.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, I think it's important. Plus,
we're gonna
learn how to do that properly.
We're
going
to talk to our representatives.
You're going to prevent injuries, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So how much time do you actually spend, you know, doing those type of things?
A few days a week, usually.
Yeah. Is that mostly in the winter or just year-round for you?
Wintertime, definitely more, just because I'm off the bike.
Yeah, same.
But yeah, summertime is a lot of riding, occasional gym day, maybe two times a week or so.
Go through your week riding. I mean, what's your Monday? What's your Tuesday?
As much as I can, honestly.
And
I
mean, where are you going? Like the XC parks around here, Tranquility, Swanson, or what are you doing?
Lewis and Clark or Platte River are the go-tos.
Because you like the vertical?
Yep.
You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
So when you do that type of training, are you focusing on like cardio or are you focusing on strength and power?
Mostly just kind of sustained endurance on downhills.
Okay.
So a lot of times I'll pedal up, I'll take my time, and then I'll just try to blast downhill as fast as I can.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of try to get those intervals in. Yeah, that's usually what I do. If I'm not going out riding, having fun, just with my buddies doing
some
jumps.
So dude, I know you can smoke me going downhill. That's an obvious. But what's your FTP? Do you know? Have any idea?
No idea.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you.
All right. You don't have like a power meter?
Nope, I don't.
All right.
So, I mean, we're looking at guys who are doing this type of stuff who are full-fledged athletes training 12 months out of the year, just trying to ride. Very cool. Well, listen, we are going to take a break, a commercial break. This is where we, you know, thank our sponsors for putting this on for us.
Mac has to go fix some lady's flat tire.
Yeah, is that what he's going to do?
I'm
and then we'll
sure.
then we'll come back for a second segment. It sounds like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, we're going to step away for a break. All right, we're going to take a second here to give a shout out to our sponsor, The Bikeway. For a quarter century, The Bikeway has been the premier destination for all things cycling in Omaha and beyond, with a legacy of passion, dedication, and community. Discover the latest and greatest from top brands like Giant, Live, Transition, Santa Cruz, Scott, Bianchi, Sunday BMX, and DK. We've got the perfect ride to fuel your adventure. More than just a shop, explore our extensive selection of apparel and accessories. And the Bikeway's certified service department has you covered, from basic maintenance to suspension work to custom builds and everything in between. And while you're here, treat yourself to a delicious cup of coffee. As a rider-owned and operated establishment, you can trust that we're dedicated to providing the best possible experience for fellow enthusiasts like you. So join us at the Bikeway, where every ride is an adventure. Here's to 25 years of riding together and many, many more. All right, and we are back. We are here with Mac Marusek, and we've been talking about things like enduro, dirt jumping, just some Nika, some
his
things like
FTP
that.
FTP or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof.
Right.
You know, and the fact
it's
that he
big
would
unknown.
Smoke Dave downhill.
Right.
We know this.
Probably.
There's no probability about it.
He's down there doing whatever the kids do today before I even get over the first, what do you call that, jump? A jump? Yeah. I don't know. I don't
you know,
do
you know that the dirt
scared.
Thing that goes up and then goes down.
I get
you
scared
know, that
on
thing.
The caterpillar, man. Come on, leave
right?
me alone.
Yeah, that's why they got rid of big wheels for us older people. So Mac, we were talking about social media, and in during the break, and you got rather a unique number for following. You got like 1,300, 1,400 people that are following you already.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Those aren't all relatives, right?
I didn't just say
like, hey, Uncle Bob.
Do you have like 100 siblings or anything like that?
No, not that I know of.
Not that you know of?
Dude, okay. After the Spokespeople podcast, you're going to be up to like 1,307.
That would be awesome.
Easily. You
know, easily 13.
Easily.
Maybe 8, 1,308. Eight.
Could be pushing 9. This is episode 10. So let's just say that it's episode 1,310.
There we go.
Right?
10's a good number.
So, no, I think you're actually above that. Last time I checked, I was watching some video the other day and I was like, this kid's nuts. So, no fear though, huh? You don't get scared doing that stuff?
No, yeah, I definitely get scared.
Okay.
I mean,
not as scared as I do.
I get scared watching them.
Oh my God.
I watch these guys do this and I'm thinking, this kid's dead. He's dead. He's dead. Oh, no, he's not. There he goes. No, this kid's dead. This guy, he's okay.
Let me ask you a question. I'm a parent. My son's 30. Does your mom know you're doing this crap?
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah. She likes to know after the fact.
Okay.
Good mom.
Good mom. That's and your mom. Dad, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Do they ever go and watch you do some of this stuff?
Occasionally, yeah. They'll come to some races.
Does your mom bite her nails off when she's watching you do this stuff?
Well, that's just Nika, though. Are you talking about Nika?
She's came to a few enduro races.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you can't really see those.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the thing. You don't really see.
You might see like 10 seconds of it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. You kind of see them before and after.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like if you go down to, you know, Moab or Zion where they're doing the Rampage, right? And they have it on television. We watch it here at the shop. You know, we always have that up on one of the screens and some of the things these guys are doing. I mean, Yeah, if I were a parent,
it's a head shaker, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. As a parent, I'd be cringing hard.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's the biggest gap you ever hit? 40.
It's a good question, actually.
Yeah. Get out there with your laser thing and do it.
Measure it.
Yeah.
Do that.
Measure it with your laser ruler.
So are there some places around here where you can kind of experience that type of ride?
Yeah, there are a few. Platte River State Park, there's not really any gaps per se, but there is some big jumps.
Okay.
River Run Trail.
Is that the east side everyone talks about?
Yep.
Okay.
Or no, west side. River Run's on the west side.
River Run's on the west side.
Yeah, but the east side actually does have a new black trail.
Okay.
That's going to have some gaps on it.
And that one has those vert walls and stuff on the east side.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are those still like good to go? Because some of the gaps were like not good, like or the approaches, I should call them.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
when you say black trail, it's kind of like the same type of rating you'd find on a ski slope.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. So do they have any double diamonds?
River Run is a double diamond here.
Is it?
Yeah.
How long of a run is that?
Maybe about a minute and a half.
Okay. Huh. Of sheer terror.
Is that River Run? Is that pretty new?
About a year old or so.
Okay, so yeah. I don't think I've ever actually been over there. I mean, is there anything for old guys like me? Can I do any of that?
Yeah, there's some green trails, there's blue trails.
Okay.
Okay. A lot of flow.
Yeah.
Flow with some rollers and jumps.
How hard is it to get back up?
Not that hard.
It's not like Frisco, you get two legs, right? No, dude, like seriously, at Frisco, it'd be like an FTP to get up there. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, and there was no easy way to get up there. You had to do this super steep, like 150 meters of like 20% sketchy crap.
It's bad.
20
it was
bad. Degree?
20%. Yeah, it was dumb.
Well, percent and degree are different.
20%
climb. A degree is, you know, like if your angle.
I would probably put it at 20% easily.
Wow.
You know. Just to get up there for like, you know, anyway, that's Frisco Bike Park, not here. So West Run is doable for old guys. All right, cool.
Very cool.
I'm in.
All right. Well, listen, Mac, I wanted to thank you for coming on. Really, truly appreciate it. For everybody out there, I want you to go to Instagram and check out at Mac Marusek _, and that's MacMarusek _.
Possibly a French name.
Yeah, you know.
Just say it with an accent just to be sure.
Marusek.
You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
True.
You know.
Go to his Instagram, check it out, follow him, watch this kid.
Become follower 1308, 9 or 10.
Exactly. You're going to see some cool stuff. I really think these guys are underrated as athletes. They don't get the recognition they deserve, in my opinion. And what they're doing is incredibly athletic and
absolutely
and difficult.
Yeah.
So you have any shout outs you want to give to anyone? No, don't give a shout out to a girlfriend though. I'm just saying that. Don't do that.
My parents and my grandparents for sure.
Oh,
there you go. Look, see,
that's such a nice boy.
Mom, dad, you did a good job.
Such a nice boy.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, you did a good job with this kid. He's actually a pretty sharp kid. He's learned.
Very polite.
He is very,
very
polite.
Very presentable. Likes the Jesus. There's really nothing wrong
with
this
kid. Hanging out. You know, when he's here working on bikes and stuff, he's asking questions.
I have not heard him cuss the entire time I've been here.
Not a one.
Not one time.
Not a one.
You go to prep? Is that No, you go to Mildred
West.
Yeah, usually they cuss more at Mildred West.
You'd be surprised I went to prep.
Yeah, okay.
That pretty much tells you everything you need to know right there.
I guess. I thought you went to Marion, but whatever. It's fine.
I tried to get into Marion. They would not let me.
It's funny how that happens, that they won't let you go to a girl's school.
But, you know, I had a class where I actually had a girl in my class
at prep.
This is
supposed to be about Mac and how he's such a nice kid.
He is. Absolutely. Right. Well, Mac, seriously, thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Really appreciate it. That's going to lead us up to the end of episode 10 podcast.
Numero.
So, Spokespeople Podcast, 10th episode, ladies and gentlemen. This is a mile marker for us, Dave.
It is?
It is.
Yeah, because mile markers are usually in tens.
Absolutely.
So here we go.
So tune in. We got more episodes coming. We really appreciate you guys checking us out. And if you have any questions, suggestions, info@thebikeway.com. Until then, everybody, stay safe and keep riding.
Peace.